I'm Molly Adams.
And I'm Brian Babylon.
We're the hosts of The Morning Amp, and you are catching a segment from our live show.
You can check out the show Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central, and on Fridays, 8 to 11 a.m. Central Time.
If you're in the Lake Michigan region, go to the left side of the dial and try 88.7, 89.5, and 90.7 FM. And you can always stream us online at vocalo.org.
So if you like what you hear, give us a call at 888-635-1112 and press 2 to leave a message.
So, Wikipedia. There's been this kind of dust up over the past couple weeks. A writer named, she's a novelist, her name's Amanda Filippacci. She was looking at Wikipedia and was looking through the category American novelists.
Okay.
And could not find any female writers on this American novelists category. And she was like, okay, maybe like there's not, if you're not like important enough, like you need to be a really like big novelist to get on there, like a Willa Cather or something. But then she's like, okay, wait, but there are dudes on this page who I've never even heard of who are on this American novelist page. She noticed that all of the female writers were being moved to American women novelists, which is this new category that people were moving them into.
Okay.
And she wrote a piece for the New York Times talking about Wikipedia's sexism, or as NPR put it, accusing Wikipedia of sexism. Now, this is something that has been on my radar for a while. There's actually a couple groups, and I was trying to find their name exactly, but there are a couple of programming groups that for years have been trying to get more women writing for Wikipedia. Because it's open for anybody to write on it, for anybody to edit it. Yeah. Though there are people who are kind of like starred editors or preferred editors. And one of their huge issues is that just not enough women participate in the world of Wikipedia. So people are, you know, this has now like sort of turned into this like dust up in the writing world and in the publishing world of if there's going to be an American, you know, why is when you say American novelists, there's this... It's a default male that there needs to be the special page for American women novelists.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But do you think, and I'm going to go ahead and check the box where I agree with you on that's kind of bogus town. Mm-hmm. But do you think they were trying to maybe be respectful or be more categorical towards this category?
Well,
I mean, I don't think it came from I'm going to put those women in. You know, I'm thinking it's a sinister.
Yeah, like I need to like organize this better. What's the best way to organize this?
So are we in agreement that it wasn't anything sinister or sexist from a mean sexist place?
I don't think there's anything malevolent in this behavior or malicious, you know, by putting people in a category that says American women novelists.
Okay.
However, as Filippacci says, this wasn't her saying this. Another novelist who's been writing about this, Meg Wolitzer, was saying, we've seen first-rate novels by women sometimes sort of thoughtlessly grouped together as women's fiction. And that's a phrase that can make me a little crazy. I mean, what is women's fiction? Do these books have anything in common? Or is it just that the authors were all at one time or another in possession of a uterus?
Got you know, it. Is that bad?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me why.
I would say, well, one, I think what this shows is the majority of who it is that is editing and running Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. Check. Agreed.
And it's like basically saying that women novelists cannot be part of the big American novelist canon.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. And that, check. We both check on that. Mm-hmm. So your problem is a lot of the gatekeepers of information on Wikipedia. We're seeing how this information that shapes how people perceive the world now is only coming through a slight lens of perspective of a man.
90%. Only 10% of Wikipedia's editors are women, which is a huge gender imbalance. It's reflective of some other like bylines in newspapers, sure. I mean, but this is the open web. This is an open editorial space.
Yeah.
And it shows who has the time of day to get involved like that. But, you know, I think our upcoming guests could maybe talk about why it is dangerous to start separating women from the general population on the internet and particularly in the media.
In the studio, Molly.
Well, I want to say welcome to Phaedra Babinchuk and Quanah Hines. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
They are the co-chairs of the Chicago chapter of WAM, Women Action in the Media, which is a national network of women working in the media and advocating for more women to be working in the media. So just before you guys came in, I think we kind of have the perfect topic here. And so I was trying to explain to Brian why it is wrong and bad that only 10% of Wikipedia's editors are women. In fact, one editor of Wikipedia.
Well, no, I got that.
Yeah.
I'm just,
you're like, that's bad.
That's bad. I was just thinking, just to talk out, is it so wrong to put women as far as women, American women authors or
American authors
or women fiction? Is anything wrong with that?
Yeah, of categorizing women into a bit of an other category, and then just having American authors being all dudes. Yeah. So what have you been following this little controversy, Tuana?
Oh, absolutely. I have a Wikipedia entry myself, and I do think that one of the reasons why it's problematic to separate women out into a women-only group is that when we look at experts, when we look at leaders, when we look at who are the people who are shaping, who run our world and who speak about our world, when we separate women out of that, we're saying that women are not experts, women are not leaders. So when we rally up, for example, who are the best women authors or who are the best authors, let alone when we look at American fiction or American memoirs, if we separate women from the list, we're saying that women don't count.
Phaedra, would you agree with what Tuana said?
I totally agree. I think it definitely is othering, and only with women or other minorities do you get the descriptor. This is a woman writer. If it's a male writer, it's just a writer, a novelist, an author. They don't get descriptives like, ooh, this is a male white author, and he just wrote this amazing piece.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of like a qualifier.
Yeah.
Just like, by the way, this is a woman who wrote this. As before you like fully trust and believe.
Before we take this as in a wonderful American writer, she's a woman.
Now, the 9-to-1, or what was, sorry, the like almost 10-to-1 ratio of Wikipedia editors is pretty staggering. You know, out of every 10 editors, 9 of them are male, 1 is female. But that's actually not, it's a little better in the print world, but it's not that much better.
Actually, you're right that it's not that much better. And according to the Global Media Monitoring Project, men make up 80% of the cited experts and 81% of the spokespersons. And so what we're seeing happen on Wikipedia is just indicative of a wider problem that women are not being included in experts, as experts, as spokespersons on various issues outside of, quote, women's issues.
So when I was writing about WAM this morning, kind of doing our little rundown, the little summary of what you guys do, I started to write the sentence, getting, you know, how we need to get more women writers out there. And I was like, no, we need to get more women hired as writers and advocates out there, because people are doing this.
Absolutely. And the way that I explain is that women make up approximately half of the population. And so if you're looking at your magazine articles, half of those bylines should be by women. If you're looking in your newsrooms, half of your anchors should be women. And so if we're saying that women make amazing, important contributions to the world, then they should be included in the conversations as well.
Now, what do you think the reason is behind women not, are they just not hired? Or are these newspapers, magazines, news outlets just hiring dudes and not hiring women? Or are women just not applying, or they're just getting overlooked? What do you think the reason for that is?
I think it's a mix of both. Part of me wonders if the reason there is less women behind the scenes is because we're kind of conditioned to want to be in front of the screen, and there's instead women might choose to pursue roles in acting instead of writing. And also it is who you know, if you have mentors who help you get in the door, mm-hmm. who help you further your career. And women need mentors, even male mentors. They can help in the media department.
So you guys trying to say, like, right now, if I go into your Chicago Tribune, I'm going to see 80 dudes and 20 ladies?
Yeah.
I'm saying pick up today's Chicago Tribune and look at all the headlines. I would be surprised if 50% of those are written by women.
Hmm. We should do that today, right now. Yeah, I mean, we work, I think what's, and I sometimes have a hard time too. We totally work in a bubble, Brian. We've gone over this before where we have a lot of women voices on the air. I think this is, but NPR in terms of, they always come out on top with those gender ratios. But when you start looking at like the experts, like, you know, we turn to this person to ask them their thoughts on it. Yeah. That ratio like goes right back.
Well, hold on. But let's be real. Do you think there's a man just making a phone call to another man? There's probably a woman who's booking these guys to be an expert. So do you think there's women? There's not just all dudes making decisions. You know, I think it's balanced out to where women just call another man.
This is in no way a man-hating session and thinking that, you know, men are out to get women or things like that. I don't believe that at all whatsoever. What I do believe happens is, like you said, many newsrooms, many magazines work in bubbles. Who do we know? And so this ties back to the conversation earlier when we talk about the Wikipedia project, when we separate women out as women experts and not just experts. When we start looking around at who we know, we see there are a lot of men there.
Well, do you think that's maybe not the newspaper or the magazine or the cable news show's fault? Maybe it's the consumer's fault. Maybe the consumer might not be comfortable or take serious a woman because we might still have these backwards views.
I do that as a consumer of news sometimes.
Why? But whenever, you do Feminist Wednesday.
I know, and it's weird, like how you know we are all without even meaning to kind of a part of the like whole culture of sexism. Like I was listening to just anytime, you know, because women can have very childlike voices, adult women, and so like I remember hearing some show when they were talking to like a female scientist about fracking or something. And she sounded like a teenager. And I was like, kind of, you know, like there was something in my head that was like, oh, she's ridiculous sounding. Or like, you know, like it's so funny hearing this voice and that you couldn't, like, even though she's talking about these very serious scientific things.
She has a PhD.
Yeah, she has a PhD. And yet because she has this, you know, young or like, you know, a higher pitched sounding female voice, you're like, you know, like you don't take them as seriously.
Well, do you think we are wired like that as people? And what do you think needs to be done for our society to kind of rewire us to be more fair and balanced?
I think those are excellent questions. I do not believe we are wired that way. I believe we're taught to believe that way.
Okay.
When we hear someone like David Beckham speak, he too has a high-pitched voice. But do we take him seriously on the pitch? Absolutely.
David, and who's so the soccer player?
Absolutely.
Have you ever heard him talk?
No, not really.
He talks like that? The Beckham does?
And he's gorgeous anyway, and he's a brilliant soccer player. And we still take him seriously.
Okay, focus, ladies.
David Beckham in his underwear
in our studio.
Focus on Feminist Wednesday. Wow. Okay. What's your take on that?
I think it is, people are reluctant to change. So if it's unusual to see a woman in position, there's resistance at first. But I think that there's a change happening. There's more women who want to be involved, who want to write, who want to be in broadcasting, in radio. And I think they're starting with blogging and making their own YouTube videos.
But, I mean, you know, in my day in the 50s, you would turn on the news and you would see the Cronkites and just white men and Murrows. It was just straight white dude. Now, if you look at TV now, you have female anchors, female people talking. And I think even for me, when I go to Europe, I see more women taking like lead anchor roles a little bit more than we do here in the States. But I think we're not trying to be like the Europeans. But don't you think 10 years from now, this won't even be an issue?
Just with the fact
of how many news outlets we have and how big the bucket is of content that needs to be filled, there's not enough guys to do it. Do you understand my theory?
I completely understand your theory, and being an optimist at my core, I hope that your theory is right. One of the things that makes me a little bit skeptical is when we see, for example, talking about women in the media, Kerry Washington being only the second African-American woman to be leading a television news program, and it's 2013.
No, hold on. I don't stay on news, because when you get into Hollywood and TV, that's a whole other bag.
Oh, the drama on TV.
Drama, TV. Yeah. TV and entertainment is a whole other bag.
You're like, stay on the news.
Stay on the news, because that's a whole other bag. And I'm thinking, you know, and I think what the news is a little bit more advanced than entertainment, because the news has facts versus feelings.
Yeah. That, you're right. We could do a whole other show, which we have before. Yeah. So let's talk about Twana and Phaedra, about what you are also here to invite everybody to, which is the Wham! Chicago chapter. You guys are kind of rebooting it, and it's part of Women Action in the Media, a national network of women working in the media and connecting with each other. So why don't you tell us a bit about Wham! And where people can meet up with you? And can men come to this meeting as well?
Men?
Yeah, we definitely want men to be our allies. Like I said, they can be mentors.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a happy hour Monday, May 6th, from 5:30 to 7 in Roscoe Village. It'll be at the Village Tap. And it's not only for people that are currently involved in media. If you care about women's issues, if you want to get involved with media, if you want to learn, we want to set up mentoring programs. We want to have trainings. We want to make it as inclusive and diverse as possible, so we're representing all people's stories and voices.
Absolutely. This is a networking power hour. It's a happy hour where we come together, we have fun, we have drinks, and we talk about how do we do the work that needs to be done.
And that's very important, taking action. So thank you so much for joining us. Sorry we have a short amount of time to talk to you guys.
No, definitely come back.
We will have you back. Twana Hines and Phaedra Babinchak, co-chairs of Chicago's Wham! Chapter, will have a link to a map and all the information about the meetup on Monday.